maybe we're explaining the concept of pas v'kistin, that really it's pas. It should have the mila of pas, but since the whole mila of pas is built on the fact that it becomes the primary element of a meal, and therefore Chazal gave it the halachas of the Til Sidayim and a special bracha, so since pas v'kistin is not eaten in that way, it doesn't have that mila. It remains it's eaten as a mazonos. So with that you understand that the following halacha at the end of Siman Kuf Samaches. So the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yudzayin says pastida, a nefes betaner bebosar bedogim or begvina. You would make a type of a dough with a filling inside, which was meat or fish or cheese. And even though you bake it together, it's baked together with a filling, so it's possible kissing. It has a filling. It's baked in such a way that the bracha is hamotzi. So Mishavur says, well, what happens to the lack of a possible kissin? Here's a situation where you're baking it with a kiss, with some type of a packet, you're baking like that. Now, just to point out, obviously if you bake it as a regular bread and then you make a packet and you put something inside, you eat a falafel inside of the pizza, that's going to be hamotzi, because it's not baked with a filling. So over here it's baked with a filling, so why is the bracha hamotzi? He says, the whole point is because the derech is to downgrade this and eat this as a snack, not the mainstay of a meal. But if I'm going to use such a filling, which is supposed to be a sweet filling, it's a savory type of filling, it's something which would be eaten more along the lines of the meal, so it doesn't downgrade, and the broth is going to be a motzi, even though it's baked with a filling inside. It says over there, there may be something sweet. But over here, Shemamullah Bebosser, but Derech Lochlam Larovin, clearly spoya. The main Derech is to eat it as a meal, so therefore it doesn't downgrade. He says, and therefore, Mishavura says, if it's baked in such a way where it's obvious that it's going to be eaten not as the mainstay of a meal, but more like an appetizer or a snack, it's not a problem. So you have something called franks and blanks. So that's this case. It's a dough with a meat filling inside. So what's the bracha? But since it's obvious that those little ones are made, they're not made to make a meal out of them. They're normally made to eat it as an appetizer. So for the bracha, it's mazonos. If you're kaveya suda, which we'll talk about what that means, kaveya suda, so then it's hamotzi. But if you would have a large one, which is the derech to eat it, you know, you say, well, why should I have a little one? I'll make this real big one and I'll bake it. So over there, the bracha is hamotzi. Because even though you're only eating part of it, but if it's something which is normally made to be used as a filling to fill you up, even if you only eat a kazayis of it, even if you eat less than kazayis, the brachas hamotzi, the fact that you don't downgrade that to a mazonos because you're eating it as a snack. If this item normally is eaten in such a way to be a filling, to be fill you up and eat it as a meal, so now you understand that when it comes to the shiloh pizza. So the question is, it's very much the question is this case over here. It's not a sweet filling. It's a filling of cheese. So it's a filling of cheese. If you call that the equivalent of a packet, so if the derech is normally eat this as a meal, the bracha is a motzi, no matter how you eat it. I don't care if you eat it as a snack or not. That's irrelevant. If the derech in that place is to eat it as a meal, the bracha is a motzi. If the derech in that place is to eat it as a snack, so then it'll depend how you eat it. If you eat it as a snack, it'll have a loch of mazonos. If you eat it as a meal, it'll be a hamotzi. But if the derech ha'olam in that place is to eat it as a meal, the Mishnah Berurah says the bracha is a motzi. End of conversation, irregardless of how you personally are eating it right now. So this is why it is a snack. It's irrelevant. So the United States government was nice enough to do a study about this. How is pizza eaten in the United States of America? They spent over $1 million on this study. And they came out that pizza generally in America is eaten as a meal. It's mostly eaten for lunch or for supper, not as a snack. So therefore, Rabbi Ezra Zatzal already said years and years ago, before this whole discussion, he says, pizza is hamotzi no matter how much you eat. And that's the psak that I follow as well. Pizza is hamotzi no matter how much you eat. Have a good morning.